This is the TRC Update, and it's a delight to be back with Robin Kessler in the Future Strivers Room at the Michael J. Raymond Center on Jones and Gifford Avenue in Jamestown. And Robin, thanks for inviting me back.
Thank you. It's nice to see you again.
The Resource Center is one of the presenting sponsors again this year for the return of the Grow Jamestown Garden Fair. And the Future Strivers here at the Raymond Center have had a key role in the Grow Jamestown Garden Fair for a long time. Have they not, Robin?
Yes, we started in the inception of the Grow Jamestown when it first came to light and was put on through the Master Gardener Program and
Renaissance Corporation.
But it's just grown and evolved from there. And then, unfortunately, we missed 2 years with the COVID, and so we're hoping to come back strong this year and have a good attendance and see a lot of people.
What the Future Strivers are doing for the Grow Jamestown Garden Fair this year is very delightful. And if we don't get to it today, we'll get to it a week from today when we do a second edition of the TRC Update on the Grow Jamestown Garden Fair that the Resource Center's helping to present as a presenting sponsor. That voice you heard from the side a moment ago, you will now hear directly on microphone. It is Linnea Carlson. She's Market Director for the Jamestown Public Market and oversees the Grow Jamestown Garden Fair this year. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. This is exciting.
Robin wanted me to make sure that I got you on early in the show so that you could proclaim once again the new circumstances for the Grow Jamestown Garden Fair. So date, time, and place, if you would.
Yeah, so now that the Grow Jamestown Garden Fair is under the management of the Jamestown Public Market, we kind of looked, after 2 years off, a way to come back with a splash. And so this year the event will not be at the Northwest Ice Arena, but rather will be an indoor-outdoor hybrid event with a street fair along 3rd Street between North Main and Cherry. And then there'll be some additional vendors indoors right in the Covenant Manor community space. We'll have a food truck. We'll have free children's activities outdoors, among other things. And then all of the workshops that everyone has come to know and love, which are also free, will be held between 10:30 and 2 at St. Luke's Episcopal Church.
And what day and time?
April 23rd, starting at 10 a.m. till 3 p.m.
And most of this will be outdoors, so you're hoping for good weather.
We are, and it looks like it's going to be hopefully rain-free, but we will be rain or shine. And again, some vendors will be in the indoor space. It's going to look a lot different than we're used to, but we're excited about the possibilities.
An example of some of the things that people can enjoy at the Grow Jamestown Garden Fair.
Yeah, so again, there'll be mini vendors. We will have nurseries, local farms, garden-themed retail vendors. There'll also be, like I said, a food truck there from 3C's Catering. Our other presenting sponsor is Brijota's. They'll be there offering some plants for sale and information on their business, among other things. And so it's just going to be fabulous. And the workshops, we have three. The first will be with local community member Kara Bemis and will be about reducing your plastic waste. The second will be hosted by the owner of Clearwater Creek Compost, so you can learn how to compost. And the last will be honeybee awareness with the owners of Sunshine Honey.
And is there a place on the internet or social media where people can go and get all of this information and more, Linnea?
Absolutely. So our best place to keep up to date is our Facebook, which is the Jamestown Public Market. You can find us there. And then we also have our website, jtownpublicmarket.org. And I would be remiss to say as well, you know, when we look at the new event downtown, you know, we're hoping to get a good crowd, like Robin said. And the whole idea of it being downtown is so that people can explore. They can walk from the indoor to the outdoor, from the outdoor to the workshops, and kind of see what other happenings are going on downtown. And parking is free along downtown on the weekends, as well as in the parking garages. So lots to do.
Robin Kessler has been listening to this interview. I'm going to first step back to the microphone now and taking notes about things. Is there anything that we left out or you want to make sure we repeat before we close this first show on the Grow Jamestown Garden Fair?
No, honestly, I would just encourage everyone to come out. We've been 2 years of COVID and not being able to do things, and it'll be nice to be out and see people and see the things that we've been doing, and we look forward to a Grow Jamestown success this year.
Grow Jamestown Garden Fair returns. Resource Center's a presenting sponsor, April 23rd, downtown Jamestown. We'll be back a week from today for more.